The Rambam writes in Hilchos Tamidin Umusafim, Perek Dawid Halachachav Dawid, that Tzvir Sa'omer Bizman Hazeh is Minat Torah. That the Rambam says Tzvir in our day is biblical. Everyone agrees Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayam Tzvir was biblical. It's a pasuk in the Torah. Svarta Mechem Imakaras HaShabbos. The shaila is, in our day, when we no longer have a temple, does that play any impact on the mitzvah? Does it lower it from a biblical to a rabbinical mitzvah, or does it retain its biblical status? So the Rambam clearly states, in Hilchos Tamid Musafim, that Tzvira retains its biblical character and is even in HaTorah today. So the commentators all ask on the Rambam, because the Gemara says in Menachas Daf Samak Vav Amen Aleph, Ameimer Mani Yome Velo Mani Shvue Amar Zecher LeMikdashu, that Ameimer counted days and not weeks. Apparently when the Beis HaMikdash was up, everyone counted days and weeks. When we no longer had a temple, Amemer counted days and not weeks, because it's only a Zecher LeMikdash. It's not the traditional mitzvah, it's only a Zecher LeMikdash. There's a Machlokes in the Gemara there, that others counted, Abayi, Rabbanan, and Debei Ravashi, they counted Yomei Vishvuei. So there's a debate in the Gemara in Menachas, how we count Bizman Hazeh, whether we count Yomei Velo Shvuei, we count both. So the way Rashi and many Rishonim learn the Gemara is, everybody agrees it's a Zecher LeMikdash. The question is, how much of a Zecher do you need? Is it enough just to, well, if I just have to remember it, so if I count days, I'll remember about the concept of Svira. Or do I know? It's called mitzvah derabbanan kein daraisa tikkun, and we could get into what's the pshat in zecher or mikdash, if it's a takana chadash or not. But staying away from that issue for a moment, it seems to be the general principle is you do a mitzvah derabbanan kein daraisa tikkun, and over here, some say you do that, and others say no. Since it's a zecher or mikdash, you only count days and weeks. But it seems to be the simple way the most Rishonim were in the Gemara is that everyone agrees it's rabbinical. The issue is, how do you count? Yomei Vishvuei or Yomei Veloshvuei? Interesting, the Ran, in the end of Psachim, he wants to explain the Rambam, that the Rambam, at least according to the Ran, the way the Ran's understanding is of the Rambam, that he thinks that is Gufa de Machokes. That is a debate in the Gemara. The one who says you count Yomei Velo Shvuei, they hold it's Rabbanan, it's Zecher LeMikdash. But those who hold it's biblical, they hold you count. That's the way the Ran learns the Rambam, which is a viable way of learning. However, most Rishonim assume that it's Rabbanan, even if you count days and weeks. And so therefore, from the question on the Rambam is, how could he go against the Gemara? The simple reading of the Gemara is, it's Darabbanan, how could the Rambam say it's a Daraisa? So of course, if you're a real brisker, it's a difficult Gemara, because the Rambam's always right. So whoever the difficulty is on, how do we reconcile the Rambam with the Gemara, or the Gemara with the Rambam? So there's a famous piece from Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. They say the name of Rav Chaim, that he learns pshat, if he's medayik Rashi and Menachos and Daf Samak Vav, that Rashi writes, Tahashta lav chovahu, daleka omer. Today there is no longer an obligation of svira because there's no omer. So what's pshat is, what does Rashi mean? So simple pshat people learn, well, since there's no, we don't bring karbanas today, so therefore svira is only drabanan. The Rav Chaim says that can't be pshat in Rashi. Ain kavanaso, the kosha ain Ha'omer Karev Ein Chova Lispor Sfira. So it can't be pshat that if you don't bring the Omer, so then Sfira is only Durabanan. Why? Ki mitzvah Sfira Einu Truya B'Hakravas Ha'omer B'Poel. Because Sfira's Omer has nothing to do with the physical bringing of the Karban Omer. How do I know that? Rav Chaim says, because even Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash Kayam, when do we count Sfira? We counted Sfira at night. And when did we bring the Karban Omer? The next day. So therefore, what's the Pshah? It's not dependent in the physical bringing, but as long as I count Sfira with the intention, or in theory, that I could bring the Omer, so then it should be a Deraisa. But how could I do that? We don't bring Karbanos today. So the effort, that's this, to the effort of Chaim, he had something new. He says, we have a general machokis in Shas on whether there is a machokis in Shas about Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. But we'll leave that aside. There's a machokis in the Gemara whether it's Kedushas HaMikdash or not. Is Kedushas HaMikdash lo kidshu asid lavo? Or Kidsho, it seems to be Machlokas Rambam Raivit, at least Raivit to, there's a debate within the Raivit, whether he holds, you just don't get Kareis, or there's no, or Pashas, that's the Pshat, not that he doesn't hold there's any Kedusha, but either way, it's a Machlokas in the Gemara. So, he wants to say, Rav Chaim, that the Gemara in Menachas, which says that Sfiras Omer is only Drabanan, that's working according to the Shita, that Kedushas HaMikdash go Kidsho La'asid Lavo. However, the Rambam is passing like the opinion in the Gemara that Kedushas HaMikdash is Kidsho La'asid Lavo. And therefore, Sfiras Omer is Daraisa even today. Why? How do we know that? Because as we learn in the Rambam Paskins, that Kedushas HaMikdash is La'asid Lavo, you can knock down the walls, but Hashchina ain't a betela. And after that, so, and that's what the Rambam writes, that in Perek Vav, Halacha Tez Vav, that is the Kedusha, and Halacha Tez Zayin, he writes in Beis HaBechira, Lafichach Makriven HaKarbanos Kuan, Afal Pisha Ein Sham Bayez Banai. And the Rambam Paskins, one could bring karbanos even without a Beis HaMikdash. Nimsa shadin hakaravas ha'omer lo bato umeilu lebatla bizman hazeh. So he holds, so what's the simple pshat in the machlokas rishonim on whether sfiras ha'omer is daraisa drabanan? The simple pshat is if you hold sfiras ha'omer is toli in the karban omer, so we don't have a Karban Omer, so therefore it's only Drabanan. And if you assume it's an independent mitzvah, so then it's Daraisa. That's how the Rav Soloveitchik explains. That's a different minhagim, whether you say La Omer or Ba Omer. If you say Ba Omer, you're talking about this is the time when the Omer was brought, or this is the time of Sfira. La Omer is, it's connected to the Karban Omer. So according to that, the way, based on Rav Soloveitchik, so if it's connected to the Karban, it's only Drabanan. So if you hold Sfira's Drabanan today, you should count La Omer. And if Sfira's Daraisa, you should count Ba Omer. That's the, according, if you work with the Pshuta, that's in the Kudus HaMachokas, whether Sfira is an independent mitzvah or connected to the Karban Omer. And if they say in the Rav himself, he counted both. So I guess the different minhag within the Rav, whether you count today and say, you should do the mitzvah daraisa first. You should count ba omer and la omer. But whichever way you're going to say it, others say the Rav counted. He counted the whole day. Today is the 10th day of the omer, which is 1 week and 3 days Ba'omer. Then he counted again. Today's the 10th, even though it's a Chumrah, Gabay Chumrah, Because even if you don't, we pass, even if you don't say any Omer, you just say today's the 10th day, which is a week and 3 days, and you leave at Omer, you still Yotze. So either way, that's the simple pshat. However, you can't, it's difficult to say that in the Rambam, because it's a geographical problem, because the Rambam puts the laws of Sfiras HaOmer in Hilchas Tamidin U'Musafim, the laws of Karbanos. So he clearly has a link. You could bring a geographical proof, there's a link according to the Rambam to Sfira and Karban. So if that's the case, then, so, if that's the case, then, so, how do you explain the Rambam? So that's where Rav Chaim comes in and says, even according to the Rambam, even if you want to hold that Sfira is connected to the Karban Omer, you could still say it's Daraisa, because Kedushas Amikdash is Kitchel Asid Levo, and Makrivin are Karbanos Kulam Alphabisha Ainsham Bayitz Bane, so therefore you still have a Chi of Karbanos, in theory, and therefore when I count Svira the first night, in theory, I'm going to bring the Karban Omer the next day. The fact I didn't bring it's irrelevant, because even when there was one, I counted first. That's the Lorem Shana, the Rambam. So I guess there could be another Nekudas HaMakok. How do you learn Rafichach Makrivin, not in the Rambam, or Rafichach Makrivin HaKarbanos Kulon Avabish Ein Shom Bayizbane. So some hold, so if we pass in that way, so why shouldn't everyone hold like the Rambam? Because it could be a further debate is, what's Pshat? Some acronym say, Makrivin HaKarbanos Kulon Avabish isn't a Chiyav, it's a Rishus. So therefore, if it's only a Rishus, then maybe it wouldn't necessarily be a deraisa or not. So either way, it comes out that it's a major machlokas rishonim. The Rambam on one hand holds Sfiras HaOmer is deraisa bizman hazeh. Many rishonim disagree and hold it's drabanan. And that seems to be the machlokas, or that seems to be the simple reading the Gemara Menachas. Most rishonim learn that everyone agrees it's zeichu amikdash. The question is, how much of a zeichu do you need? Yamim and shua, so this yamim. And the Ran holds the note that if you hold this Daraisa, you count Yom, that's good for the Machokas. And Rav Chaim extended, even if you can't say that Pshan in the Rambam, because the Rambam holds it's connected to Karbanos, so therefore you have to come on to Makrivin HaKarbanos Ku, and Avabi Shein Shom Bayis Banoi, Kedushas HaMikdash Kitchel Yasir Levo, it's a Machokas HaSugyas. The Gemara Menachas is working with the opinion that it's not Kitchel Yasir Levo, therefore they hold Sfiras Drabanan. The Rambam holds it is, he's working with the other Shita.